We continue with Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Zayin Amad Aleph. We're going to begin with the Braisa, which appears on the second line from the top of the Amud. The Gemara begins with a Braisa, which talks about several aspects, new aspects of the first of Nisan. Tanu Rabbanan Be'echod Menisan, the first of the month of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim. This is the Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim, says Rashi, L'Minyan L'Chodshi Hashanah, for the purpose of counting the months of the year. When we count the year by months, we would count Nisan as being the first, Iyar as the second, etc. Uli Iburin, which is a reference to the calculation of any particular year as being a Shana Mu'beres, a leap year, by adding an extra month of Adar. And Rashi tells us, Kos Silka Daitach, as we're going to see in the Gemara, the Havamina is going to be Leishiv Bezdin Al Ayin Im Hashana Habat Tzrich L'Zaber. This is at the point in which Bezdin sits to determine whether or not, in fact, this coming year, this year is going to be a Shana Mu'beres. The Gemara again is going to discuss that in more detail. Next, Echad B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Trumas Shkalim, for the purpose of collecting the collection of Shkalim. Rashi explains, and as we know, that the collection of the Machzor Shekel is used to fund Kabanos Tzibur throughout the year, and the new year begins on Echad B'Nisan. And so therefore it's at that point where the Gizbar, those who are in charge of the treasury and the Beis Hamikdash, will start to take from that collection, Mitrumas Kupa Shel Shkali Shana Zu. The Shkalim that were collected for that year will be applied to the new year, which begins on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And then the Brayson concludes, V'yeshomim Af L'Schiras Batim. There are those who say that also for the purpose of Schiras Batim, of rental of houses, Rashi says, "Hamaschir bayis l'chaver." If a person rents a house to someone else, va'amer, and he says, "L'shana zu, I am renting it to you for this year." Kol sashnasa be'echad b'nisan. So the year comes to an end on the first of Nisan. Vafilo dorbo alachodesh echad. Even if he didn't actually live there for more than a month, so you would think, well, maybe that if, since he says shana zu, so it has to mean that he could live there more than a month. So, according to this opinion, no. Echad B'Nisan is considered to be the beginning of a new year for the purpose of Schiras Batim. So, the person who had rented it once the month is up, at that point, Echad B'Nisan, it is considered to be the new year, and the lease agreement does not necessarily continue. The Gemara now continue to analyze this price and go through each of the halachas that were mentioned. So, first, the Gemara says, L'chadashim Minolan. How do we know that Nisan is considered to be Be'achad Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim? The Chassid Gus, the Pasuk says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chadashim Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chad Shiyashanah. First, the Pasuk says that this month, we don't know what month this is yet, we're going to see in a moment, but this month is considered to be the Rosh Chodesh L'Chadashim. It is considered to be the first of the months of the year. Rishon Hu L'Chad Shiyashanah. And clearly, we see that this Pasuk refers to Nisan, because the next Pasuk says, Dabru El Kol Adas Yisrael Emor, Be'asor L'Chodesh Hazeh. You should tell the Bnei Yisrael that on the 10th of this month, Be'ikhu Lachem Ish Sela Ve'Savo Sela Bayis, that everybody is to select to take in a lamb for each household. V'hoye Lachem L'Mishmeres Adabas El Yom L'Chodesh Hazeh V'Choshachatu Aso. And a person is to go ahead and then watch this animal until the 14th, at which point he's going to shecht it. And it says, Shemar is Chodesh Aviv. We know that regarding this month, the month in which the Korban Pesach is brought, it says, guard or observe the Chodesh Aviv, the month of the spring. Is El Chodesh Yesh Ba'aviv? And which month is the month in which it is considered spring, in which we find a growth of produce? Havayomer Zen Nisan. So we know that this is Nisan. Bekari Le Rishon. And not yet, but we see that the Pasuk calls this Rishon. So based on this, seemingly elaborate proof, but it's really not such an elaborate proof, the Gemara basically says, we know that Echad B'Nisan is considered to be Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim. Again, because the Pasuk says that this month is considered to be the first month of the year, and this month goes on to say is the month in which the Korban Pesach is brought, and we know that the Korban Pesach is brought in Nisan, and so therefore we know that Nisan is Rishon. So says the Gemara, wait a second, Ve'ema Iyar. Maybe it's not referring to Nisan, maybe it's referring to Iyar. Why would you say that it's referring to Iyar? Well, because Iyar is a month which is also considered to be part of Aviv, because this is a time in which produce is becoming ripened as well. So says the Gemara, no, Be'ino Aviv Aleka, because we require that this be the first month of ripened produce. Says Rashi, Shekfar Nigmar Minisan. We need that what? It should be have been completed already by Nisan. V'iko Zara Feila Inze Bechira Elo Afil. Even if it's true that there are certain crops which ripen in Iyar, but they are really late crops. They are not the first crops which need to be ripened. And so therefore we know that Aviv is a reference to Nisan and not Iyar. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema Ador. Why not say that it could be referring to Ador? Rashi explains over here there are certain crops that actually ripen in the month of Adar. They ripen early. And so therefore when it says Chodesh Aviv, maybe it's not a reference to Nisan, maybe it's a reference to Adar. So it says Gemara, no, but Ina Rov Aviv Aleka, because require, in order to define what Chodesh Aviv is, it should be a month in which the majority of produce ripens during that month, the majority of the first ripened produce. Because right, because we saw in Iyar there is, but we need the first. And even though there are some crops that will ripen in Adar, but it's only a very small amount, and we need the Rov to have been in that month, and therefore we can deduce that it is a reference to Nisan. So on this answer, the Gemara challenges, says, Midi Rov Aviv Ksiv. How do you know that's true? After all, the Pasuk doesn't say anything about requiring Rov Aviv. The majority of the first ripened produce has to be in this month. Maybe it means the first, in which case Adar technically really qualifies as being Chodesh Aviv, and it comes first chronologically. It comes earlier than Nisan. So maybe that should be the month in which the Torah is referring to when it says Chodesh Aviv. So therefore, Rav Chizur says a different possibility. Mehacha, we learn it from a different pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ach b'chamishah so yom l'chodesh hashvi'i ba'as b'chemes tevua sa'aretz." Then on the 15th day of the 7th month, when you gather in tevua sa'aretz, the crop of the land. Ezeu chodesh yish ba'asifa. Now, what is the month in the year in which we gather in the crops? Haviyom is a Tishrei. That is the month of Tishrei. The Kokari Le Shvi'i. And we see that the Pasuk refers to the month of Tishrei as being the 7th month. So, since we know that Nisan is exactly half a year earlier, 6 months earlier, so it must be that that is the 1st month. Well, it says the Gemara Ve'emim Ar Cheshvan. Maybe when it says over here, maybe that this is a reference to Mar Cheshvan, not Tishrei, when it says that ba'as v'chem es tevuas ha'aretz, so that's a reference to Mar Cheshvan, Mai Shvi'i. Why then is it called the 7th month? After all, it's not the 7th month. Shvi'i lo'ir. This means that it's the 7th month if you start counting from Iyar, right? Iyar is 6 months earlier than Mar Cheshvan, which would make Iyar the first month rather than Nisan. So Sigmar says that can't be, but you know, Asif Veleka, because we know that this Pasuk is referring to a month in which there is gathering, there is Asifa. And this is not really true of the month of Mar Cheshvan, but Ema Elul. How do we know? Maybe it's referring to Elul, my Shvi. What does it mean when it says Shvi'i? Shvi'i la'Adar. The reason it's called Shvi'i is because it's 7 month from Adar. See, here as well says Sigmar, be in a Rov Asif Veleka, just like we said earlier. It has to be describing a month in which the majority of the Asifa takes place during that month, and that's not true of the month of Elul. So the Gemara objects, just as we had seen previously, Midi Rov Asif Ksiv, how do you know? After all, there doesn't seem to be any indication in the Pasuk that it's talking about a month in which there is Rov Asif, Rov Asifa, the majority of the gathering. Maybe it's a reference to Elul, in which there is a partial gathering. So Ela Amar Ravina, so Ravina says no. So how do we hear is the source? How do we know that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim? Dover Zami Torah Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Lamadnu. This is not something that we learned from the Torah of Moshe. Midivrei Kabbalah Lamadnu. Rather, this is something that we learned Midivrei Kabbalah, which is a reference to from the Nevi'im. Because the Pasuk says in the Navi Zechariah, B'yom Esrim V'arbol Ashtei Asar Chodesh U'Chodesh Shvat, that on the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month of Shvat. So here you have a pasuk which identifies Shvat as being the 11th month of the year. Well, if Shvat is the 11th month of the year, that means that Nisan has to be the first. So there's no dispute whatsoever about what the actual order of the months are. Once we know where one month is in the cycle, so we can automatically determine, you know, what number it is in reference to the others. So over here we know that the 11th month is that Shvat is identified as the 11th month, which must automatically mean that Nisan is the first month. So once the Gemara has established that Nisan is the first of the months of the year, not from the Torah itself, but rather from the Nevi'im. So now that we've identified one pasuk from the Navi Zechariah, the Gemara is going to go on to cite other sources, a total of five, other psukim in which we can determine that Nisan is the first of the months of the year. Rabbi Bar Ula Amar Mihochi says, here's a source. Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, V'tilakach Esther el ha-melech ha-chashverosh, el beis machuso, v'chodesh ha-siri hu chodesh teves. It says that Esther was taken into the palace of Achashverosh in the 10th month, which is the month of Teves. So here's well. If Teves is the 10th month, that must mean automatically that Nisan is the first month. Rav Kahana or Mihocha, Rav Kahana quotes another pasuk. The pasuk says also in Zechariah, Ba'arba l'chodesh ha-tshi b'kislev, that the 4th of the 9th month, which is the month of Kislev. So again, if Kislev is the 9th month, that must automatically mean that Nisan is the first. Rav Bar Yaakov Mihocha, the pasuk says, Vayikaru sofri ha-melech ba'esahi, b'chodesh ha-shlishi hu chodesh sivan. That they summoned the sofim, the scribes of the king, in the 3rd month, which is the month of Nisan. See here again, if Sivan is the 3rd month, that means that Nisan is the 1st. Ravashi Amar Hacha, Ravashi quotes another pasuk, also from Megillas Esther, Ki pil pur, hu hagaro lefnei haman, yom liyom, chodesh l'chodesh, shnei masor hu chodesh adar. That a lottery, was drawn before Haman, from day to day, from month to month, to the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. So if Adar is the 12th month, that must mean automatically that Nisan is the 1st month. And there are those that say, finally, another pasuk, Bachodesh HaRishon, Hu Chodesh Nisan. We see that also in Megillas Esther, it refers to the month of Nisan as being the 1st month. So here you have an explicit pasuk, which tells you that the 1st month of Nisan. So says the Gemara, V'kulu my time elami my high. But why do all these other opinions of the Gemara quote different psukim from Zechariah, from Megillas Esther, quoting psukim from all over, in which another month is named as being a particular number, and we then go ahead and deduce, we calculate that Nisan must be the 1st month? Why not just come out and quote this pasuk? We have a befeirish pasuk in Megillas Esther, V'chodesh HaRishon u'chodesh Nisan. That's all you need. So says the Gemara, Dilma Mai Rishon, perhaps you could say that what does it mean when it says Rishon? Rishon Nemilse. It doesn't mean it's the first month of the year, but rather mean it's the first in reference to this particular matter. Rashi says, Lemaisa Haman. That maybe that this will say this is the first month in which this entire series of events began. But it's not actually clear that the pasuk means to say that this is the first month of the year. The other psukim that are cited actually identify the particular months, Kislev, Shvat, Sivan, as being those particular months of the year, so that those psukim therefore are superior in that respect, that the implication of those psukim is not ambiguous as this one is. And finally, the Gemara concludes this discussion of Rosh Hashanah being, of Rosh Chodesh Nisan being the Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim. Says the Gemara, "V'tana didon." What about our Tana? Our Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah, says Rashi, "Delotana mas Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim." It says that that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'shanim, but it doesn't say that it's the first of the months of the year. So why does our Tana not mention that? It's only found in the Braisa. So says the Gemara, "B'shanim kamayri v'chadashim lo kamayri." That our Tana is talking about ways in which the various days which are mentioned in the Mishnah are relevant to the years, but not to the months. We're not talking about months, we're talking about years. So that would explain why our Mishnah does not mention the additional significance of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is that it is the first of the months of the year, because our Tana is not talking about months, it's only talking about years.